The holidays can be a time of joy and celebration with your family, but they can also be a time of stress, bickering, tension with family members maybe you don't see very often. And that may be especially true this year, with politics seeming to divide people more than ever. But before you reach for that extra drink to soothe your nerves, we've got some help for you.
Oh, yeah, more booze. That's a good idea. Joining us live with some advice on how to deal with politics at the dinner table is psychotherapist Dr. Robbie Ludwig. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well,
politics is a tough one.
Yeah. Mm. What do you do? What's your advice if you have, what are the best tips, I mean, to say, for dealing with holiday family discussions, and if that leads to dysfunction?
Well, I think you first of all have to know who you're dealing with and mentally prepare yourself. I think one of the problems is we kind of get caught up in this romanticized version of what the holidays should look like and how we think holidays go at other people's families, especially with social media, right? We see all these happy, smiling faces. One of my friends said, please don't post any happy faces. Post your fights. That's what I want to see. So I think there's a combination of high expectations. And then, you know, it's sometimes hard to get along with certain people that come from a different perspective and who can press your buttons. So that's all par for the course.
You know, you have that person sometimes where the discussion inevitably gets to politics and you want to walk away, but that person just wanting to pound away at his or her point. How do you deal with that particular person?
Well, I think it's important to know that when you're talking about politics, no one is convincing anyone. And right now, we live in very politically divided times. So when people have differing opinions, it can really create a lot of tension and end friendships and end certain good family relationships. So the best thing to do is not to challenge somebody because you're not going to convince them, and to just listen, almost like with a therapeutic ear. Oh, that's interesting. What makes you think that? Or how did you come to that conclusion? And probably make the decision not to share your personal point of view unless you feel you're going to be sharing it with a like-minded person. Because people, when it comes to politics, like to talk in an echo chamber. They like to hear their own thoughts echoed back. And if someone's not going to hear that, they're probably not going to be so popular.
And if you get in one of those conversations that can, and it can't be avoided, and you just feel like your top's going to blow, what's the best thing to do there? Just turn and walk away if you can?
I think you can be honest and say, you know what, I think politics is probably not the best thing to talk about during this Thanksgiving holiday. Let's switch the topic. Where are you planning to go for vacation? How are the kids doing in school? What are we grateful this year? What are your goals for yourself? So change the topic to something that is more neutrally based.
Final 30 seconds. Are there any other major things we might want to avoid talking about that maybe we're not thinking of?
Any provocative topic that I think brings up intense feelings, try to stay with the more neutral topics at first. You know, sports, weather, you know, some of the issues going on in the news, maybe even sexual harassment is something that tends to bring up a lot of agreement. Try to pick topics that people are more likely to agree about than disagree about.
All right. Thank you, psychotherapist Dr. Robbie Ludwig, who's also a relationship contributor for Investigation Discovery Network's Scorned.